Good afternoon, everybody. The Korban Pesach is a Korban Yochid. The Korbanos are divided into two categories. There's a Korban Yochid and a Korban Tzibur. The Korbanos Tzibur are paid for by the Machtz HaShekel money. The Korbanos Yochid are paid for by the private people. So the Korban Pesach, each group buys a Korban Pesach together with each other. It's not funded by the Machtz HaShekel money. So strictly speaking, it's a Korban Yochid. But nonetheless, it has the dinim like a Korban Tzibur. The overwhelming majority of all the Korbanos Tzibur, as manam kavua, there's a particular day that you have to bring it. And if avo yama batal korban, if you don't bring the korban on that day, tmidibu musaf, you don't bring it on that day, fafalni, you can't bring it on a later date. So the korban, and most korbanos hayachid are not manam kavua. So in this sense, the korban Pesach has a din like a korban tzibur because of the fact that it's manam kavua. You have to bring a dafkan. You dal in this, and you can't bring it before, you can't bring it after. So that's why the Korban Pesach is Decha Shabbos and Decha Tumah. In case you dal in this, Erev Pesach Shchali is B'Shabbos. In case you dal in this and turns out to be Shabbos, so the din says that the Korban Pesach is Decha Shabbos. And if it turns out that the Rav HaTzibur is Tameh, say bring a Korban Pesach B'Tumah. So in that sense, we usually say Tumah is Mutter B'Tzibur. So the Mishnah in Tumura said that's really a misnomer. It's not really that Tumah is Mutter B'Tzibur. Tumah is Mutter if it's a Korban Shezmanu Kavua. And Ruba, the Ruba of the Korban Tzibur is Manam Kavua. The one exception to the rule is a Par Halam Dovashel Tzibur, which you can bring whatever you have a chance. And Ruba, the Ruba of the Korban Siyachar Anat Zmanam Kavua. Korban Pesach is one exception to the rule. Chavita Kain Gadol and Parshas Tzav is another exception to the rule. It's a Korban Yochid Shezmanu Kavua. The Kain Gadol has to bring it every single day of the year. And he can't bring, if he didn't bring one day, let's say he didn't bring the Minchas Chavitin yesterday, Machtzisa Babak and Machtzisa Bar, he can't bring two today to make up Tashlomen for yesterday. Over Yom Batlu Karban, if he didn't bring it yesterday, so he can't bring it later. So in that sense, the Korban Pesach is like the Chavitin Kain Gadol that we just read about in Parsha Saad. It's a Korban Yochid, but it's Manu Kavua, the din is that it's Decha Shabbos and Decha Tumah. The Mishnah in Psachim points out that there are two distinct mitzvahs regarding Korban Pesach. There's a mitzvah of Hakrova and a mitzvah of Achila. And the Gemara says, Achilas Psachim loy miyakva. What does he mean? Let's say like this. You can only become a shutef in a Korban Pesach. A group of people always join together to become shutefim to eat the Korban Pesach. That's called the Menuyev. The Mishnah says in the end of Azel Mekayman, the last mission says, HaPesach in anechel ela l'menuyev. You can only eat it if you're one of the menuyim at the Korban Pesach. You have to make up in advance before the shchita. Before you do the shchita HaPesach, who are going to be the shutfim and this Korban? The Minchas Chinuch quotes that his Talmidim, he quotes them by name, I think, that there seems to be a contradiction between two Gemaras and Psachim regarding the din of menuyim and the Korban Pesach. Where the menuyim means before you do the shchita, you should have a list. You should know who's miva mi'ahochim, who are the shutfim. You should know in advance. But you can become a memuna on a Korban Pesach without having a shutfus in the actual ownership of the behemah. Then there's a that seems to indicate clearly that's only called a menuya. Pesach have to have a shutfus and the ownership of the behemah. And the pasuk mishchu kchulach emtzon v'shachatu hapasach. So the mechilta has a common. Mikan, you see from the usage of the verb mishchu that a behemah doctor is nicknamed b'mishicha. You can be kind of behemah doctor. You don't insist. Let's say I'm selling you a watch. So if I sell you a watch, you can't be kind of b'mishicha since it's so light. I'm perikasvina. Mishicha and Hagba are basically the same. Achnasa l'shusi. The way to be kind of metaplim is by doing achnasa l'shusi. Whenever it's very easy to do the Hagba, then the Gemara says you're not kind of b'mishicha. So what about a behemah daka? Not like an elephant. It's not like a tiger. A behemah gasa, a cow. Kasti can only be kind of a hagbo because not so difficult to pick up. So the Mechilta says, Mishcho kholach emikan, shebehem adaka is nicknames be Mishicha. It is a little bit heavy, so we say, Mishicha also, if you do a hagbo, is certainly good, The Hidur Mashiach is also good. So how do you prove anything about Mashiach? So Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik said, the simple pshat in the Mechilta is that in order to become a Memuna on the Korban Pesach, and Dina Mammon is in the ownership of the Behemah. So if you did a Mashiach, you can become a Memuna on the Korban Pesach. So that's what he thought. The contradiction that the Menachas Chinuch had between the two Gemaras, he thought the Mechilta says beferish, that the only way to become a Memuna is by making a Kinyan on the Behemah Daka, on Menachvasim and Marizim Tikoch, either a sheep or a goat, a lamb or a goat. So you see that you do need Bailas. The Mishnah in Psochim has a Machlokes HaTanaim. What if one person enjoys eating lamb chops? And the animals, human beings are born every day of the year. They're people born. Summer, winter, spring, and fall. All the time people are born. There's no season. I don't think there's any season in the year that there are more babies being born. However, by behemoths, the behemoths are usually born this season of the year. And if you wait, if you have a behemoth born in this and you want to be makriv it next year for the Korban Pesach, so if it's more than 1 year old, it's no good because a Korban Pesach has to be Bas Shnasa within the first year before the first birthday. Over Shnasa Pesach, a Korban Pesach that's more than a year old is possible. You're not yet to the mitzvah of Hakrabas Korban Pesach. So the sheep or the goat are going to be very tiny. The Gemara says every Korban Pesach normally used to have at least 10 people. We should, but not so much more. 10, 15 people, that's it. Not so many more. So let's say one person enjoys eating lamb chops so much, he wants to be the sole owner of the Korban Pesach. He wants to eat the whole thing. Do you need dafke a chabura? Is there a requirement? You must have a chabura and you have to. Pesach is only nechel l'menuyev. But no, one person wants to eat on his own. He's the only memuna. So that's a machlokes HaTanaim. We paskin that a Pesach is nechel. A yochid can eat his own Korban Pesach. He doesn't have to dafke have a chabura. So the Mishnah says, what if there's a whole chabura of people, shutvim in a Korban Pesach to eat it? Each one is going to eat kazayis, two kazayis, and whatever. We said, when we learned about the Haggadah, so about the Seder, so we mentioned that the Maharil writes that l'chatchil you should have two kezesim of the Korban Pesach because that's the Rambam. You should have two kezesim of the Afikoyman because Afikoyman is Echel Pesach and he used to eat l'chatchil two kezesim of the Korban Pesach. So the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch say there is no such thing. Where did he get that from? It must be a mistake. The Maharil, what's called the Drushes Maharil, the Chuvas Maharil were written by the Maharil himself. But the Drushes Maharil that starts with Nisan Ir Siv and goes in order of the Jewish calendar, tells you when you do Tei Tachnun, when you don't say, when you say Slichas, when you say Kinnis, which Piyutim you say, which Piyutim you don't say, on Shabbos, on Yontim, and so on. So that Sefer was written by a Talmud of the Maharil, and every so often he wrote over incorrectly. He made a mistake. So they say, this must be a mistake. It cannot be. The Maharil never said that. Whoever heard of such a thing, l'chatchil, you have to have two kezesim of the Korban Pesach. They say what the Maharil probably meant to say was that l'chatchil, you need two kezesim of the afikayim and echad zechel l'pesach, echad zechel l'chagiga. That's probably what he said. So Rabbi Yeruchim Perla writes in his Sefer, his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah, Sadi, going, no, the Rambam writes beferish that you're supposed to have two kezesim of the Korban Pesach. The Rambam writes, that's what it means. HaPesach in a nechel ela al hasova. What it means, nechel al hasova means that, so we always learn at the end of the meal. You eat the whole meal and then you eat the Korban Pesach at the end because we're concerned for Shviras Etzem. Korban Pesach is a special din. Etzem l'sish b'rabo doesn't apply to any other Korbanos. Poor people that don't have an opportunity to eat meat so often, so when they get a steak, they're gonna eat every speck of meat. And they're going to crack the bone in order to eat the marrow inside the bone also. So Korban Pesach was supposed to act like a B'nai Chorin, like millionaires, like wealthy people. So there's an Isur of Shvira Setz, because that's the way the Kapzon, that's the way the poor people eat. And the wealthy people who are Gvirim would never crack any bones. So because if we'll eat the Korban Pesach at the beginning of the meal, we'll be hungry. So we make, by mistake, crack a bone, we'll violate the Isur. So that's why the Chacham instituted that the Pesach should be Nechal Al HaSova at the end of the meal. That's how most of the Rishonim understand. The Rambam understood it differently. Not al hasova at the end of the meal, but rather you eat korban pesach kedei lizboa mimenu. Shouldn't just eat a kazayis, you should have two kazayisim. Two kazayisim is already a kebeitza. That's a machlokes, whether a kazayis is chatzi beitza or shlish beitza. So the Gemara has in brachas, a machlokes hatanaim, how much bread do you have to eat in order to be obligated to recite bichas hamos? Because the pasuk says, ve'achalta v'savata uv'erachtis eretz ha'shelev v'miskenes tochal ba'lechem, you'll eat bread. So one Tana says, that's how we paskin. I bet it says, v'savata. So one Tana says, v'savata means you should have some beverage together with the bread. That's called sviya. If you only had bread, you didn't have a beverage, that's not called sviya. The other Tana disagrees and he says, no, v'achalta would have meant kezayis. Not that it says, v'savata means two kezayisim, a kebeitza. If you ate less than a kebeitza, then you're not chayv to bench at all. And we paskin kezayis midirabbanan and minatari, you're only obligated to bench if you ate kedei sviya. That's a further question. What do you mean kedei sviya? You ate so much bread that you would have been full from the bread alone? Or no, you had a kezayis of bread and you had chicken and vegetable salad and other things, soup. You had other things together with the bread, so everything adds up together to accomplish kedei sviya. So that's a question. So the Mishnah, the Rambam wrote a sefer on mitzvahs where he lists off one in his mind, one in his opinion of the 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam counts as two distinct mitzvahs: one mitzvah to be makriv the korban pesach, and one mitzvah to eat the korban pesach. So the Gemara says, Achilas psachim lo miakva. What does it mean? If you don't eat the korban pesach, you didn't fulfill the second mitzvah of eating korban pesach. What do you mean it's not miakva? That means it's not miakva in the mitzvah of akravas korban pesach. If I became a shutev in a korban pesach, planning to eat the kazayis, and then they put me, for some reason or another, they put me in prison. They put me in prison, and I can't get to eat the korban pesach. The prison is chutz l'Yerushalayim, or the prison is in Yerushalayim, so I never got to eat it. You can only become mamuna on a korban pesach if at the time of the shechitas haPesach you're healthy enough to eat a kazayis and you're in a position that you can eat a kazayis. Let's say I'm already in prison in Tel Aviv. I'm in prison in Tel Aviv and they're not going to let me out to come to Yerushalayim for achilas korban pesach. You can't eat korban pesach in Tel Aviv. If you take it chutz Yerushalayim as nifsal b'yotzei, it'll be possible. So I can't become a muna. I can't become a shutav on a korban pesach in the first place. If I'm not in a position to eat a kazayis. But let's say at the time of the Hakrovas HaPesach, I was healthy and I was not in prison and I was in a condition that I was tohor. I was in a condition that I was able to eat. It looked like I will be able to eat Korban Pesach. So I was yotz in the mitzvah of Hakrovas HaPesach. Shechita Kabbalah Haloch Hazrika, I did the Zrika Saddam and I was the shutav in the Korban. So we yotz in the Korban Pesach. Then I become Tomei before night, so I'm not allowed to eat the korban pesach, or then they put me in jail or something. Or then I take sick and I'm unable to eat. I'm on intravenous. I'm in the hospital in Yerushalayim, but it doesn't help. I'm so sick I can't eat the korban pesach. So then the din is achilas pesachim lo miakve. Achilas haPesach is not miakev in the mitzvah of hakrovas haPesach. I was here in the mitzvah of hakrovah, and therefore I'm not obligated to bring a pesach sheni. You're only obligated to bring Pesach Sheni if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Hakrovas Pesach Rishon. But if you did fulfill the mitzvah of Hakrovah, even though you are unable, you are prevented from fulfilling the mitzvah of Achila for some reason or another, it became Tomei, it became sick, it was taken in prison, put Chutz Yerushalayim. So then you're not Yotze in the mitzvah of Achila, you didn't do the Achila. But you don't have to bring Pesach Sheni. But again, you can't be Mamuna on a Korban Pesach unless at the time that the shechting, the Pesach, and being makriv, you were roi to eat from that korban Pesach. So again, there are two distinct mitzvahs, hakrovas korban Pesach and achilas korban Pesach. So and because Pesach, even though it's a korban yochid, it's not a korban tzibur, but it has the dinim like a korban tzibur because of the fact that it's mana kavua. So therefore it's decha Shabbos and it's decha tumah. So usually the Mishnah has himself, usually if you have a korban, shekorev betumah, let's say they brought every Rosh Chodesh, there's Sibri Rosh Chodoshim. There's a Chatas Rosh Chodesh. So the Chatas Rosh Chodesh was brought in a state of Tumah. What do you do with the Chatas? You zark the dam on the Mizbech, you burn the Chalev, and then the Bissar HaChatas is Nechal Tizichri Kahuna Yom Balayla at Chatzos, they eat it in the Azor. It's supposed to eat it in the Azor. So if you brought a Korban Chatas Habo Betumah, or let's say you brought the Minchas Ha'emer Betumah, the Shtei Alechem Betumah, so the Mishnah says you can be Makrivit Betumah, but it's Einan Nechal Betumah. Once you're Makrivit, you yotze the Mitzvah of Hakrova, but then you're not allowed to eat it. Except the Korban Pesach, all other Korbanos that are Korban Betumah are Einan Nechal Betumah. Chutz be Korban Pesach, the Mishnah says, why? Shemetchilosoi labo elo lachila. The whole purpose of the Korban Pesach in the first place is that it's Eimed lachila. So that's the din of Korban Pesach. It's a Korban Yochid, but we treat it like a Korban Tziba. There is a Gemara in Pesach in Yuma where the Gemara says at the end of a perek there, in the Mems or something. So the Gemara says that a Korban Pesach is treated like a Korban Tziba because it's Osei B'chenufya, because thousands and hundreds of thousands of Jews bring it all at the same time. I treat it like a Korban Tziba. What do you mean? It's treated like a Korban Tziba because of the fact that it's Manu Kavua. But they have to have a new reason because Osei B'chenufya, because such a great population participate at the same time in the Korban Pesach. So the Tesis explains over there what's going on. The Gemara there is making a distinction. The Gemara has in the beginning of Yom Adab Zayin, the Gemara has a Machlokes HaMoraim, which turns out later in the Sugya to be a Machlokes HaTanoim, whether when you makriv a korban tzibur, a korban shezman kavua in the state of Tumah, is it that it's Deicha the Tumah, or is that is Hutra? Machlokes whether Tumah Hutra b'tzibur, or Tumah Duchoye b'tzibur. The Gemara gives a few nafkaminas, halacha lemaisa in that. So the Gemara later in the Mems has a makam lechalek that between a korban tzibur shezman kavua and a korban yochid shezman kavua. If it's a korban tzibur shezman kavua, then we would say hutra. If it's a korban yochid shezman kavua, like chavit kain gadol, then we would say that it's only dechuya. Midrabbanan, min haTorah, if it's hutra, it's hutra. Midrabbanan, you should treat the chavit kain gadol as if it's only decha tuma. So with respect to this difference between a korban yochid shezman kavua and a korban tzibur shezman kavua, so that's what the Gemara says, since the korban Pesach is osi b'chenufya, all the Jews together that come from all over the world, and they bring at the same time, they bring Korban Pesach at the same time. So the Gemara says that then you would treat it like a Korban Tziba, it will be Hutra. It won't just be Dechuya, it will be Hutra. Yeah, that's how Tesis explains that Gemara. Who has to bring Korban Pesach? So the din is that the women also bring Korban Pesach, the men and the women. The Gemara Pesach, outside of Galav, has a Machloikes, Hatanoim, with a Noshim Berishon. Pesach Sheni is a different story. With a Noshim Berishon, with regard to Pesach Rishon, on Yudal and Nissen, Noshim Rishon Chayva, and Noshim Berishon Rishus. Korban Pesach should really have been considered a mitzvah seser shazman grama, and Noshim should be butter. So we know that matzah is an exception to the rule. Matzah is hukash to the mitzvah, matzah is hukash to achilas, to isa achilas chametz. Just like Achilles Chametz is a loises, even though it's manakavua, noshem achayavais, so too the mitzvah says you have matzah, women amuchay. Same thing, Kiddush is also an exception to the rule, because the shomer v'zacha b'dibarecha nemo, shomer is a loises, and not to do malach on Shabbos. And zacha is the mitzvah says of reciting Kiddush. Zacha means lahaskir. They mention the Kiddush HaSayam, to speak about it. So zacha v'shomer b'dibarecha nemo, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Maimon Hasina said both simultaneously, so we treat that like a hekish. So we say that women are mechuyav in kiddush, despite the fact that it says magrama. So what about korban pesach? So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Whether korban pesach is an exception to the rule that women are mechuyav noshim rishon chayva, I think that's how we paskin. And the other Tana says noshim rishon rishus. Interesting is that the Gemara there and the sugya tzadikal assumes like this. The approach is, in principle, we should have said with our eyes closed that women are mechuyev in Korban Pesach. And the Tanahu says that it's only a reshus, he has to, the burden of proof is on him. So that's problematic. It really, the whole gist of the Gemara is backwards. Shouldn't have been the reverse. We should have said, as a svar achitzayna, before looking through the psukim or chumash, before darshaning any psukim, we really should have said that korban pesach is a mitzvah, says hashas magram and nashim should be putter. Should only be a reshus, optional. Like if a woman wants to shake a lulav, a woman wants to sit in sukkah, not mechuyev, it's a reshus. And the Tana who says that the women are mechuyev in pesach rishon, the burden of proof should really be on him, to prove that despite the fact that it's a zman gram and nashim achayim, why does the Gemara assume the reverse? That's what the Sfasemis asks in his Chidushim Am Psochem. Why does the gist of the Gemara is that the Svar Achitzayna should be women are mechuyev in Korban Pesach? And the Tana who wants to pater them to say that the pater, because it's my grammar, burden of proof is on him. Shouldn't it be the reverse? So the Sfasemis quotes the Tesis in Megillah. And based on the Tesis, he says like this. Since if a person doesn't bring it, one who's obligated to bring Korban Pesach doesn't bring the Korban Pesach, then the Torah gives a punishment of Koreis. So that seems to be an indication that bringing Korban Pesach is not merely a mitzvah sese, it's considered an avera if you don't bring the Korban Pesach. If a person doesn't recite Kiddush, he failed to fulfill a mitzvah. You don't say he did an avera. If a person wears a four-cornered garment and he doesn't put on tzitzis, person doesn't wear tefillin every day, person doesn't recite Kriya Shema, he has failed to fulfill a mitzvah sese. But over here, if a person fails to bring Korban Pesach, not only has he not fulfilled the mitzvah sese of Korban Pesach, he's considered as having violated an avera. Why? Because if there's kores, it doesn't make sense, not mistaber at all, that there should be kores. The failing to fulfill a mitzvah must be that there's an avera involved as well. By bris milah, it's a question. Because if the father, the Pesach HaMila, opening Mishnah increases, lists off Lamedav Krisis Hamurz Batara, there are 36 instances where a person does an Avera and he's punished with Koris. So two are Pesach HaMila. So by the Mila means if I'm an adult after Bar Mitzvah and my parents never gave me a bris when I was a little baby and I don't take care of it myself, so I'm punished with Koris. But the father of the baby who didn't take care of the bris Mila, he's not punished with Koris. The punishment only applies if the child becomes bar mitzvah and he doesn't take care of the bris himself. So there's a Gemara in Kiddushin where the Gemara says, women, the mother is not obligated to see to it that her baby boy has a bris milah, only the father is obligated. How do you know? Because the Gemara has a drasha, b'yom tzavo so. It says, Avraham Avinu was Mala's son, kashetziva oso, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed him. So it says, Oso, below Oso, you have a pasuk to say that the mother is not mechuyev. So Tosfos and all the Rishonim work on that. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that women are exempt from milus habayim? Isn't it a mitzvah says the Shazman Grama? It would have said, on our own, that women are potter. So various suggestions are given to answer that kasha. So the Tosfos and Megillah gives the following suggestion. Since there is kareis in connection with milah, true, the father, the parent, who fails to do the bris milah is never punished with koris. The child will be punished with koris if he becomes bar mitzvah and he doesn't take care of his own obligation of bris milah. But since, so Tosfos has one suggestion, since there is koris, so it must be that involved in a bris milah is not only that there's a mitzvah, there's an avera as well. Shalol haniach areilim b'yisrael, not to allow people, Jewish people, to have an orlo. So that's what Tosfos suggests. Since there is an Iser involved in Bris Milah, so I would have thought, even though it's a mitzvah shazman grama, you only do it by yom, you don't do balayla. You can't perform a Bris Milah balayla. So I should consider that as a mitzvah says a shazman grama. But since it's an Iser, there's an Iser involved in Harai. There must be an Iser, because otherwise it wouldn't make sense to have any kares. So that's why I need a pasuk to say women are potter. Because in every mitzvah, slosses a shazman grama, women are mechuyev. Excuse me just for a minute. So the Sfasemis quotes that Tosfos in Megillah. All the Rishonim didn't give that answer because the parent is never chayv koris. So the whole svara doesn't apply to the parent, they hold. But over here by Korban Pesach, whoever doesn't participate, and whoever fails to participate in the Korban Pesach is taka punished with kares. So here, everyone, that's what the Sfasama suggests, everyone should agree to the suggestion of the Tosfos and Megillah that Mikra Adin, women should be mechuyev in Korban Pesach, because it's not merely a mitzvah saseh, shazman grama, there must be a loy saseh also, must be an issa. If there weren't an issa, it would make sense that there should be a punishment of kares. So since it's an issa, shazman grama, women should have been mechuyev. So that's why the Gemara presents it as if the burden proof is on the Tana who wants to say that women are pata from Korban Pesach. Anyway, that's a machlokes hatanai. L'may nafkamina halacha l'maaseh. Okay, one nafkamina, a woman is lazy. She doesn't want to go to Yerushalayim. She doesn't enjoy, she's a vegetarian. She doesn't want to eat flesh. If not, she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to. Okay, the Gemara has another nafkamina. Let's say all the women are going. The women want to fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And we have to calculate, is it a Pesach haba b'tumah? If the Reif HaTzibur is tumah, 51% of the Tzibur is tumah, then they're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach in a state of tumah. If 49% of the Tzibur is tumah, then they can't bring the tumah. So what do you mean? You calculate, you have to figure out all the Jewish people all over the world. There are Jews all in Alaska. There are Jews in New Zealand. There are Jews in South Africa. Jews all over the world. The Gemara says, now when you make the calculation, all the Jews who live far away from Yerushalayim, they live b'derech ha'choykah. So they don't count. Not only those who live b'derech ha'choykah, derech ha'choykah is tesvav mil away. He draw a circle around Yerushalayim. Whoever lives within that radius, within 15 mil of Yerushalayim, is called derech k'roiva. Whoever lives outside of the circle is called derech ha'choykah. So not only do you not include in your cheshbon and your calculation the Jews who live b'derech rechoika, because even if they want that, they can't bring a Korban Pesach. We'll talk about it soon. But the Gemara says only count those who are in Yerushalayim. Those who are in Yerushalayim on Erev Pesach. So let's say you have a big population, men and women in Yerushalayim, only those passed bar mitzvah. You have men and women. So if you'll include the women in the calculation, then it'll come out the chveis roiv hatzibur is tohar. If you include only the men and not the women, it'll turn out the Reiv HaTzibur is tummy, or the reverse. So do you include the women or not? So the Gemara says in the first Perek in Sanhedrin and in Psochem as well, if Nashim Marishon Chayva, then you include the women when you make the calculation whether 51% of the Tzibur is tummy atar. But if Nashim Marishon Rishus, they're just like you don't count the Ktanim, you don't calculate whether Reiv HaTzibur is tummy, you don't include Ktanim, only those who have to bar mitzvah. So you wouldn't include the women in the calculation. Yeah. Eved Kanaini is certainly allowed to eat Korban Pesach. The question, what is Mechuyev or not? So the Pashta says it should be the same as Noshim. Noshim Berishon Chayva. Then Eved Kanaini should be a Chayva. Noshim Berishon Rishus. So the Mistam Eved Kanaini will be a Rishus also. The Gemara says there's a major difference between an Eved Kanaini and an Eved Ivri regarding Korban Pesach. In order to become a memuna on a Korban Pesach, the Eved Kanaani has to have authorization from his Odon to participate in this particular Korban Pesach. Even though the Odon is not paying for it, the Eved Kanaani has a good friend, and the good friend wants to include him to be a shutuf in his Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, no, Eved Kanaani, the Odon has not only a Kinyan Mamon, has what we call a Kinyan Iser, and the Kinyan Iser takes away from the Eved the right to decide on his own where he wants to eat Korban Pesach. But if you have an Eved Ivri is not Gufa Koni as far as this is concerned. The Eved Ivri is on his own, just like the Isha. Let's say a man is married and his wife doesn't want to participate in his Korban Pesach. She wants to eat with her girlfriend, or she wants to eat with her parents or something. It's not normal, but if she doesn't want to eat with her husband, so nisht is nisht. He's not the balabos over his wife. The Odin is only a balabas over the Eved Kanaani to decide where the Eved Kanaani should become a memuna on a Korban Pesach. The Mishnah records at the end of Pesach, the Mishnah records a machlokes between Beshama and Bisula. Gershon is gar be'erev Pesach in the morning. So he just converted, so he's mechuyev to bring a Korban Pesach. So Beis Hillel have exerted the Rabbanan, we don't allow him to bring the Korban Pesach this year will tell them, bring the Korban Pesach Sheni. Don't bring Pesach Rishon. Why? Because he may have attended a funeral just yesterday or 3 days ago. And and the din is that a Nochri is not Mekabel Tuma. Only Yisraelim are Mekabel Tuma. So he may have attended a funeral a few days ago. And we will we'll discuss it with him. And we'll tell him, you can bring the Korban Pesach anyway, because as a Nochri, before he converted, you were not Mekabel Tuma. Then next year he'll remember, oh, last year I went to a funeral just 3 days before the Erev Pesach, and they had me participate in Korban Pesach. See, next year he may not ask a Shaila. He's already Jewish for a year. And he'll think, just like last year, the same as this year. And it's a mistake, because this year he was already Jewish. He did become Tamei when he came in contact with the funeral. So that's why Basila made Exeret Rabbanan, HaPorish Min HaMeis, HaPorish Min HaOrla, HaPorish Min HaMeis. We treat the Gershon as Gayer. If he was Jewish all along, but he had a medical condition and he couldn't perform Bris Milah, they're not talking about that. They're talking about a Gershon is Gayer Erev Pesach. Even though the Loshon that they use, HaPorish Min HaOrla, HaPorish Min HaKever. So that's a Gzerim of the Rabbanon. We don't allow him to bring the Korban Pesach Rishon. We tell him, bring Pesach Sheni. The Gemara quotes that as an example of Yesh. There's a whole sugya in Yevam as to what extent does the Bezna have authority to make a din of the Rabban. So they have the authority to be Oikadov ben Atar b'shevi al tasa. They tell us that when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, we should not blow the shofar. Zereshemi avirena dalan amis b'shus arabim. And when the first day Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, the mitzvah ben Atar is to shake the lulav v'lokachtum lachem b'yam arishon, only on the first day of Sukkot. The obligation to shake lulav every day is menatora only a migdosh. Lulav nitol ba migdosh kol shiva. Based on migdosh, you have to shake a lulav each and every day of the second 7 days of Sukkot. Shemini Atzeres is a regular b'fnei atzma, you don't shake a lulav. But the 7 days of Sukkot through Hashanah Rabbah is the seventh day, you have to shake a lulav. So that's only a migdosh. After the churban beis hamigdosh, Rabbi Yechem Zaka and his bezdin, Rabbi Mezaka was a chief rabbi before, during, and after the Churban Bayis Sheni, and under his presidency, during the period of time that he was the chief rabbi, the Bezdin with him made 9 takanas. Quite a few of them have to do with Zechel HaMikdash. Quite a few were instituted after the Churban Bayis Zechel HaMikdash. So this was one of them. Shehev Lulav Nito Kol Shiva, that we shake a lulav all over the world all 7 days. Zechel HaMikdash. Because it will be, the Tanaim knew that the mitzvah of lulav will be missing for a long, long time. It's almost 2,000 years that we don't have the mitzvah of netilas lulav. So they make a mitzvah of zechel hamikdash. I don't know if it makes sense to make a zechel kriyas haTorah today. We've been missing kriyas haTorah for so long, a couple of weeks. They say we may still be missing for another couple of weeks. I don't know. Does it make sense? We should make a zechel to the mitzvah of kriyas haTorah. If you're missing for a few years, then it makes sense to make a mitzvah zecher. Kadesh Allah Tishtakach, the mitzvah shouldn't be forgotten. People should remember. But here, we all know that we're missing Kriyas HaTorah. We just learned Kriyas HaTorah 3-4 weeks ago. We all heard Kriyas HaTorah. So now I don't think it's a time to make a minig or a takana to make a zecher to the Kriyas HaTorah. So again, so the Basila made Tanoim, we know for a fact, made Takonis. They were Oikadov Ben Atar B'Shevi Al Tasa. They made a Dinder Rabbanan that you're not allowed to shake a lulav on the first day Sukkot if it's Shabbos. Zeru Shemi Avarenu B'Shus Arab. Zeru De Rabba. So that's Akirat Dov Ben Atar B'Shevi Al Tasa. The Gemara has a whole sugya in Yibam is daf peches, petes, daf tzadik. It goes for a few blot gemara, whether yeshkech v'achachamim only lakadom atar b'sheit v'altas or even b'kum v'yaseh. So ger, shenizgar b'erat Pesach, that's mentioned in the gemara. That's an example of yeshkech v'achachamim lakadom atar b'sheit v'altas. In connection with that gemara, it's famous for the Or Sameach, that there's a gemara in Krisis, the second parak in Krisis, is called Perak Abba Mechutsi Kapara. So the Gemara says there, a ger, a nanju who converts, is mancha bes amigdush hayikayam, if a nanju converts, after he performs, if he has the bris milah, and he goes to the mikveh. Let's say a woman converts, so she doesn't have to have a bris milah, but she has to go to the mikveh. So the man or the woman, whoever converts, has to bring a korban oila. If he wants to, it'll cost him $1,000 to bring an oilas behemah. He wants to save money, let him bring another side. It'll cost him $50, cost him much less. So he has to bring a korban oila. And then the Gemara says that all of the non-Jews who converted now, in the last 2,000 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni, whoever will still be alive when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, will be obligated to bring a korban hager. So the Gemara says the gerush and his garment, it didn't yet bring a korban, it didn't bring an oila, is considered in a certain sense like a mechusi kippurim. He's not allowed to eat a shlamim. All Jewish people who are tohar are permitted to eat shlamim. To eat a chatas and an oshama, shiori hamincha, that's kochi kochim. So kochi kochim is only nechel, zichri kohuna in the azara. But kochim kalim is nechel to any Jewish person who's tohar in Yerushalayim. So a gersh and his gayer is considered a Jew, but Kozman, he didn't bring his carbon yet. He's not allowed to eat. He's not 100% Jewish yet. Kozman, he does bring the carbon. He's in Mechusi Kippurim. He's not allowed to eat carbonus. So the Osamech raised the question, how come this Mishnah Psochim that records the Machlokes Bisham and Bisilo regarding the Gersh and his Gar and Erev Pesach in the morning, whether he brings the carbon Pesach or not, they forgot to mention in the Mishnah he was Toivel, he had the Bris Milah. A parishman ha'orla, that's the lashon. A parishman ha'orla, ki parishman ha'kever. Usually that's not the practice. Let's say a gersh and his gayer, he has the mila one day, then he waits a week or two before he goes to the mikveh. You don't want him to go to the mikveh with an open wound. It's not going to help him recover. So you wait a week or two, but that's the way the Mishnah describes it, as if he was parishman ha'orla. So if he had a bris milah on Erev Pesach in the morning, and you have to have it in that order. First you have the milah, and then you have, let's say, the ger. Instead of first having the milah, he has the tefillah first, then he has the milah. So that's a big machlekes in the Rishayim, where he has to repeat the tefillah and the mikveh. The shach pasch and the yeridaya, it's a sveker adina because of the machlekes of Rishayim. So he has to be toivel on the mikveh again, a second time, believe bracha. We had a student in yeshiva had like that years ago. He was going to get married, and Rabbi Manfred Fulda was going to be inside the Kedushin. He was a student of his in JSS. So Rabbi Fulda asked him, exactly how did you go through the Gerus process? So he said, originally he was converted by conservative, and then he realized that that's not really Judaism. So he decided he has to convert with Orthodox. So he was in Honolulu, and he went to a religious bezin there, and they, by mistake, first had him toivel in the mikveh, and then he had the bris milah. So that's exactly the machlokes of Rishon, where it's kosher b'dieved. So Rabbi Fulda had to have him toivel in the mikveh be megayer a third time, the week before his wedding. He had the presence of mind to ask him exactly how did the bezin in Honolulu do the gerus. So he found out they did it backwards. They did first the tefillah and the mikveh, and then they did the milah. And that's a machlekes, whether that's me'akev b'dieved. So that's what the Mishnah describes. A ger who converted there at Pesach, it doesn't say that he brought the korban oila, and he wants to know, should he bring a korban Pesach? So the Osamech asked, but he's not allowed to eat korbanis until he brings his korban ager. So how come the Mishnah forgot that to mention that? And the Gemara increases the beginning of the second paragraph. One quotes a Tosefta to that effect, that a gersh and his guy, and he didn't yet bring the oila, he's not allowed to eat korban. So the Osamech came up with a chiddush based on this, that the korban ha-pesach can substitute for the korban ha-ger, because the Mechilta has a comment, I think Rashi and Chumash quotes it. Mishchu k'chu lechem tzon v'shachatu ha-pasach. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoi, Mishchu yidechem ya-avodizara. The korban pesach was the korban geiris on behalf of Klal Yisrael. After they had the whole meal and the tefillah and the Kabbalah al mitzvahs and Maram HaSinai, then they brought karbonis again. That's at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, they brought karbonis. But the Korban Pesach was also an act of Geirus on behalf of Klal Yisrael. The any Geir HaMizgayer has to bring a Korban Pesach before he has to bring a Korban Oila before he'll be permitted to eat Bisar Karbonas, but if he brings the Karban Pesach first, so that can substitute for the Karban Hageras. That was the suggestion. Why only Mila and Karban Pesach are the two mitzvahs? For all the 248 mitzvahs, I'll say, how come only these two have Kares? So maybe because Mila is usually needed for a ger, a mizgayer, to give him, it's a maisa geris, to make him Jewish. So maybe even when the baby is born Jewish, even before the bris mila, he's Jewish, but maybe the mila is mashlim l'kedushas Yisrael. And then the Korban Pesach also has, so if a person refuses to complete his kedushas Yisrael by having a bris mila, so maybe that deserves curse. And same thing Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach every year is to renew our kedushas Yisrael. It's like the Korban Hager. Each of us has to participate every year. Every year we undergo the Geirus again. So maybe that's why these two, Mila and Tfila, were single. Mila and Korban Pesach were singled out as the two mitzvahs that have Kores, because they both have an effect on the Kedushas Yisrael of the individual. In fact, it's interesting. There was a young Talmid Chacham,
Rebbe, you're on mute.
How long have I been on mute?
Rebbe was talking about Korban Pesach and Mila both having Kares because it's Mashlim L'Kedushas Yisrael. That was the last thing we heard.
So that's the Or Sameach has this. Years ago, over 50 or 55 years ago, a friend of mine was a young bocher learning Gemara Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and on Chol HaMoed he had nothing better to do, so he went to the Hebrew and he took over the that they had. After the Second World War, the Allies took everything from the Nazis, and the Nazis has confiscated Sfarim from libraries and Kislyad and everything. So after the war, the Allies took it, so they divided it. So they sent some of these Svarim and Kisviyad to the Gadisman Library. Some of them were sent to the Hebrew Theological Seminary. Some were sent to Hebrew University in Eretz Yisrael. So this Yeshiva Bacha went to the Hebrew University, Chol HaMoed, and they had a Ksaviyad that said, it's identified, it was written in Vince, Kiddushim Al HaShas. And the years corresponded to when the Or Sameach lived in Dinsk. He started reading the Ksav Yad, and he found a few things that were similar to what it said in the Meshech Chochma. And in the Meshech Chochma, he writes, the Chidush HaHarachti, Meshech Chochma has this Chidush, that the Korban Pesach every year is a Korban Hageris. And if the Ger didn't yet bring an Oila, if he brings the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, he's Yotze with that. He doesn't have to bring another Korban Oila. The Korban Pesach can serve as a Korban Hageris. And he found a few other things in this little kuntres, in the same written kuntres. So he finally identified it as the Ksav Yad, as the Chidushim of the Or Sameach, and he later printed it. Two volumes of Chidush Or Sameach al HaShas. That's how he identified it. The first way he identified it was because of this one, that the Korban Pesach is a Korban Hageris. Others have written about this more Barachoda. Yeah, exactly. Who is Mukhiyev to bring Korban Pesach? So we were saying women is a machlokes, Well, the women are mechayiv. A ger for sure is mechayiv. It says, I get psukim mefarish like that. The Tosfos on Gimel on the base of Pesachim has a chiddush. Gemara tells the story that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh lived in Tzivan, and there was an Andrew who was bragging to him that he fooled all the rabbis in Yerushalayim, and he every year he would buy a shutfus and a carbon Pesach, and they didn't realize that he wasn't Jewish. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh told them, "Nah, I'm sure they know that you're Jewish. Did they ever give you the Aliyah?" The fatty tail says no. So he said, "That's because they know that you're not Jewish. Next time you ask for the fatty tail, you said they're not going to give it to you. They have your name, but they know that you're Jewish." And the next time, he went to Yerushalayim, and he asked for the fatty tail. So he said, "What are you talking about? The fatty tail we burn on the Mizbech. Nobody eats it." So they said, no, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh told me I should ask for the fatty tail. So they made a whole investigation. They found out that he wasn't Jewish, and then the Gemara says that they killed him. So it's a very strange Gemara. Why did they kill him? The Aveira called Benecha Le'yochotba, non-Jew is not allowed to eat. Pashta said, that's not from the Shabbat Mitzvah, Benenech. That's a din on us. We're not allowed to give part of the Besar HaPesach to Benecha. You're not allowed to be Memana him on the Korban Pesach. But he didn't do any Aveira. It's the Dochrim Aronim B'chuyim and Shabbat Mitzvah, Benenech. So why did they give him the death penalty? Some Forshim say that he violated Gezel because he purchased a share in the Korban Pesach under false pretenses. If they would have known that he's not Jewish, they wouldn't have sold it to him. So that's Gezel. If you fool someone into selling something to you under false pretenses, that's Gezel. Others say that the Maaseh Shehayah must have been after the Korban by Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh is bothered with that question. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh lived after the Korban Abayis. So what's going on? How are they bring a Korban Pesach? So the Maariv Chayis has a whole essay about this. So we have evidence from Midrashim and from historical sources that the din of Makriven Shem Bayis, Makriven, you can pick up Banas off of Shem Bayis, was in fact relied on. There were periods of time after the Churban Bayis Sheni that they would bring Korban Pesach. We only have about Korban Pesach. We don't have about anything else, Korban Pesach. So, and if the Roman government would catch them that they're bringing a Korban Pesach, they would certainly kill them. So the reason why they killed the Nochri is because when they put their foot down, they're not going to let them eat. They were petrified that it's going to go Maser to the Roman police, to the Roman government, and tell them who the group of Jews are, who this Machteret is, who's in charge of this Machteret, that they're bringing a Korban Pesach under their noses. So they may kill some of the Jews. So they consider him a Maser. That's how Rabbi Tzvi Hishchayis has a whole suggestion. So Tosfos on that Gemara, on Gimel on the base, asked another question. One question they asked was, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh lived after the Churban Abayis. So what kind of Korban Pesach is there? The other question that they raise is, how come he didn't go to Yerushalayim? So the Maariv Chayis says, it was dangerous. It was after the Churban Abayis. It was dangerous. And he was a man, younger people, the Machteret and Eretz Yisrael, for years, consisted of young people. I remember there was one year, there were two summers I was teaching, I was giving Sherman the yeshiva in Kiryat Arba that was known as the yeshiva Tamachteret. Some of the boys from the yeshiva there belonged to the Machteret. They were trying to undermine the authority of the Arabs on the Arabis. They were trying to build the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, they got into a lot of trouble. So so Tosfos raises that question, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh regal himself? So the Maariv Chayis says, because it was dangerous. That's you're not believed to put your life in danger in order to bring the Korban Pesach. But Tosfos doesn't say like the Maariv Chayis. Tosfos thought that there must be two Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh. One lived as Man Abayis and one lived after the Churban Abayis. They don't get that answer that they were Makriven off the Shem Bayis. So according to Tosfos, that this Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh lived as Man Abayis, how come he didn't go to participate in Korban Pesach? So Tosfos comes up with the Chiddush, since he lived in the Netzivan, and the Netzivan is Chutzal Aretz, so whoever lives in Chutzal Aretz, not Mechuyev, not obligated to participate in Korban Pesach. So on the side of the page, they have printed all the lines in Tosfos are horizontal, and they have this printed vertically on the line on this empty space in between the Tesis and the Gemara, look in the Mishlah Melech v'chol dibra Tesis t'muim. That there's a Gemara later in the first parak Himsachim that Misha Gor b'chutz la'aretz is not obligated to be early regal. But there's no Gemara that says that Misha Gor b'chutz la'aretz is not mechuyev to participate in Korban Pesach, only not mechuyev to be early regal, because the Pasuk says we should be early regal, but le'ach v'mishi sartzucha ba'aloscha le'roes et p'nei Hashem. The Torah gives us a havtocha b'shlucha mitzvah en and nizaykin, that the neighboring, the Arab nations who live bordering on Eretz Yisrael, they won't come to attack when we will all go to Yerushalayim to be Ola Regal. So the Pasuk only speaks about people being Ola Regal who live in Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk doesn't speak about people living in Chutzlar. So Gemara learns out in that Pasuk, Mishador b'chutzlar is not mechuyev to be Ola Regal. But there is no, the Shlomo Melech finds there is no source at all that says that Mishgar b'chutzlar is not mechuyev in Korban Pesach. So that's, others suggest, that's Mishlam Melech's kasha. So others suggest, based on other sources, that maybe Korban Pesach is called the Korban Tzibur, we said, Kozasi b'chinufya, and the Iket Tziruf of the Tzibur is only on those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. The Jews who live in Chutzlar are considered like Yehidim. So maybe that's the source of the thesis. The Mishagor b'chutzlar is not mechuyev to participate in Korban Pesach. Yeah, what about a cotton? What about a child before bar mitzvah? A cotton mitam chinuch, okay. But on the level of the raisa, the cotton is not mechuyev to participate in Korban Pesach, only mitam chinuch. There is a Rambam. The Rambam says, there's a machlokes hatanaim. In Chagiga, in Emsochim, what's a din? What's the nature of Pesach Sheni? Is Pesach Sheni Tashlumen for Pesach Rishon? Whoever was mechuyev on Pesach Rishon to bring Korban Pesach Yudal and Nisan and didn't do it, say let him do Tashlumen and bring on Pesach Sheni. Or they say no, Pesach Sheni is regal b'fnei atzma. It's not a Tashlumen for Pesach Rishon. What's the big difference? Mora has two nafkaminas. Gershon is gar ben Pesach Rishon is Sheni v'kotin shehidel. But a boy became bar mitzvah in between Yudal and Nis and Yudal and Iyar, or a non-Jew converted in between Yudal and Nis and Yudal and Iyar. So if you hold that Pesach Sheni is a regal b'fnei atzma, even if you were not Jewish on Pesach Rishon, or even if you were a katan, you weren't bar mitzvah yet, when it comes to Pesach Sheni, you didn't participate in Pesach Rishon, you have to bring according to Pesach. That's how we paskan. Pesach Sheni is a regal b'fnei atzma, it's not a tashlum in the Rishon. So the Rambam quotes that din that a Gershon is gared ben taim or a cotton shehigdol ben Pesach Rishon Pesach Sheni is mechuyev is obligated to bring Pesach Sheni. Then the Rambam writes unless he participated in Pesach Rishon. If the cotton did participate, if the goy, not allowed to participate in Pesach Rishon, but if the cotton participated by katnusa in the Pesach Rishon, then he's not obligated to participate in Pesach Sheni. So the Shagasariya has a kasha. And the Sefer on Chagiga, and the Turi Evan on Chagiga, is bothered by the Kasha. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, if a person is manic depressive, he's itim chalim, itim shayta. Sometimes he's in his right mind, and sometimes he's mamish crazy. So, b'zmanshu shayta, arehu ki shayta l'chol dvar, b'zmanshu pikeach, b'zmanshu chalim, when he's healthy, arehu ki pikeach l'chol dvar. So the Gemara says, let's say on Rosh Hashanah, the person heard Tkiyah Shofar at the time that he's eating Shaita. He was out of his mind. He was totally disoriented. He didn't know what he was talking about. He was crazy at the time that he heard Tkiyah Shofar. Then he's moody. He goes from one mood to the other, manic depressive. So he becomes healthy later in the day on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says he wasn't Yotzei the Mitzvah at the time that he heard, when he heard the Tkiyahs, when he was sick, when he was eating Shaita. He wasn't Yotzei Tkiyah Shofar. He has to hear Tkiyah Shofar again when he gets better. So how can the Rambam say that if the Kotan participated in the Pesach Rishon before his Bar Mitzvah, now he becomes Bar Mitzvah before Pesach Sheni, that he was Yotzei the Mitzvah B'Katnuso, but B'Katnuso he wasn't the Bar Chiyuva. It's only Midi Rabbanim Mitam Chinuch that we should encourage the children to do the Mitzvah. But Min HaTorah, he wasn't Yotzei anything. So the Turi Evan, that's the Sefer written by the Shagasariyeh on Rosh Hashanah Chagiga and the Gila, on the three Masechtos, he writes, he doesn't have enough money to print the rest of his Svarim. He was up for it, doesn't have enough money to print. Then we have later Gvura Sari, Hamakas, and on Yuma, the rest of the Masechtos of Shas, we don't have. He wrote a lot of Svarim, didn't have enough money to pay for the publication. What a loss. So the Tur Yevin is bothered with the Kasha. How can the Rambam say that if the Kotnei Korban Pesach b'Katnusa, he doesn't have to do it again b'Katnusa? Isn't it the same as the Shoita Shenispakeach? So one could have argued the point and said, no, a Shoita is a lot by das. He doesn't know what he's talking about. The Kotn is has Sechel. He knows what he's doing. But the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes the Gemara that if he heard Shofar when he was eating Shoita, and he didn't know, he was disoriented. And then later on, in the same day, on Rosh Hashanah, he becomes healthy again. He's mukhiv to do again Tkiya Shofar. He doesn't say because he was a labardas. He doesn't say that because he was totally crazy. He says because he wasn't mukhiv b'dovah. So the Kotan's also not mukhiv b'dovah. So why does the Rambam say that he yotz? So the Netziv has a fantastic chiddush, and the Jewish meishiv dovah. He has a shayla halacha lemaisa. This comes up all the time. Let's say the children before bar mitzvah go to yeshiva, ketana, they go to cheder. And the malama teaches them how to tie tzitzis, and everybody has a beged, they have tzitzis, and they tie themselves. The ketana, before the bar mitzvah, tied the chute tzitzis on the beged. Then the child becomes bar mitzvah. Is he allowed to still continue wearing that beged that he tied the tzitzis on the katnusa? Because there's a machlokes harishayim where the tying the tzitzis on the beged needs to be done lishma. If you hold you don't need lishma, then there's no problem. A kotn is Jewish. A nochri can tie on tzitzis. That's first. Dabei b'nei Yisrael matalem yosalem tzitzis. So dabei b'nei Yisrael yosalem lo yomus olam. If the nochri ties in tzitzis, it's not good. But so the Rambam's opinion is that you don't need lishma. Just a nochri is possible. But the Baal HaTaisa hold that you need Lushma. So a cotton cannot do Lushma. So if the cotton tied the tzitzis, it shouldn't be good. It shouldn't be allowed to wear it after his bar mitzvah. It shouldn't be allowed to wear it before his bar mitzvah. So the Netziv has a chiddush based on this Rambam. He says, just like the Rambam says, that the Korban Pesach that he ate, the katnuso, based on the mitzvah of chinuch. Even though the obligation of chinuch is to have the child do the mitzvah, zonim midrabanan, there is a din of chinuch ben ha-Torah. There is a din of chinuch ben ha-Torah. When the child is being mechal Shabbos, when the child is eating treifus, you have to tell him that another couple of months, another couple of years, he's going to become bar mitzvah. And after you're bar mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat treifus, and you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. You have to observe all the mitzvahs. But the obligation to be mechanach the child, that he should perform the mitzvah, the katnus, so that's only the rabbanim. But nonetheless, the katn who ate the korban Pesach, there's a kill on the level of the rice, so he's not obligated to bring Pesach Sheni. Since the Maisa, he bought Pesach Rishon, not obligated. So that's what the Netziv says. If the cotton mitam chinuch tied his own chutetzitzis and his own beged, and then later on he becomes bar mitzvah, he's permitted to continue wearing the same beged after his bar mitzvah because he did it mitam chinuch b'katnus. That's the Netziv shuva. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has in his sefer on the Rambam, Rav Chaim married the granddaughter of the Netziv, and there was a period of time, the last few years in Valoshin, before they closed down the yeshiva. So the last couple of years, they were together, co-Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik with the Netziv. So Rav Chaim disagreed with this Netziv. So in his sefer on the Rambam, this Rav Chaim on the Rambam, he explains, he says, you're right, that whenever the cotton, let's say the kid becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of the day, he shook a lulav in the morning, becomes bar mitzvah in the afternoon, then he has to shake over again the lulav. It's not that we distinguish between a shaytash and his pakeh and a cotton shehigdol, it's taka the same. But Korban Pesach is a different story. Once you did lemaisa, if you participated in the Korban Pesach, even though you were a cotton at the time, once you participate in Korban Pesach, so you're not mukhi to bring Pesach sheni, that's why. Pesach Sheni is only for those who didn't fulfill Pesach Rishon. But if you did fulfill Pesach Rishon, you have no shaychas to Pesach Sheni. Yeah, what the Chumash says, a person who didn't have a bris milah is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. So that's a famous machlokes, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. It's in the beginning of Chagiga, and it's in Perek Ha'Oral, the first half in Yibam is Perek Ha'Oral, Nafayin, and you have it in other Mesichtis as well, Tzachim. Which Oral? So Rashi says, even Oral, Shemesa Echav Machmas Mila, he's not allowed to have a bris mila for medical considerations. It's a suffix sakon for him to undergo surgery. He may have hemophilia, and he may die if they'll do a bris mila on him. So Rashi holds, nonetheless, he's usher to eat korban pesach. Bottom line, he is an oral. So an oral is not allowed to eat the korban pesach. And there are been a time and places disagrees with Rashi, and says, no, the only oral who's not allowed to eat korban pesach, not allowed to eat truma, and not allowed to be makor karbanos, that's only an oral who's a mumal arelus, who refuses on principle to fulfill the mitzvah of arelus, or he's afraid he doesn't, he's mechiben mila, and he's afraid he has pachad, he's afraid that he may get harmed, if he's a may get sick. But if he's not mechuyev, if he's a mesa echa mach mesmila, Nachalacha says he's not allowed to do a bris mila, then he is allowed to eat korban pesach. Then he is permitted to eat truma. So this is a big machlokes, Rashi and the Rabbi, and Tom said, question, what exactly is the kudus on machlokes? It's a whole discussion. We mentioned before when we said the Maritz Chais is pshat in the Gemara in the beginning of Psachim Dav Gimel on the base, he thought that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser was only one and not two, and true, he lived after the Churban Abayis, but still, Makriv and Afli Shem Ba. So the practice was, you have historical sources that they used to, they, for a few years, they did bring Korban Pesach, and they had to hide from the Romans. Because if the Romans would catch them, they would give them the death penalty. So the Gemara has that din. If you kitchel us, he love it. If you all know Makam HaMikdash was only kitchel us, Shaita, but loy kitchel us, he love it. The Rivet Paskins, loy kitchel us, he love it. If the Korban Abai is Shani, the Kedusha is Makam HaMikdash is bottle. But the Rambam was not so kitchel the shaita, the kitchel the love. The Makam HaMikdash retained its Kedusha, even after the Churban Abai still retained Kedusha. The Gemara says, if you all kitchel the love, then Makriv and Afa Bishem Bais, and you're permitted to bring Korbanas there in the Makam HaMikdash, because it still has the Kedusha, even though the structure of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you just have to make a Mizbech and put it in the right location, and then you would be permitted to be Makriv Korbanas. So the Rambam paskens that kitchel the love. So it's interesting, I think we mentioned the other day when we were talking about Shaged Amam Akim Zbachacha Li Ratzayin. Why does it say Li Ratzayin? So the Netziv has this interesting comment. Korban Pesach is the only Korban in the Chumash where the phrase Rech Nechech doesn't appear. L'mayinaf Kemina, so the Netziv said, it says in the Teichach HaMechukai Sabahashim Mosias Mikdash Shechem, Kodesh Baruch Hu warns the Jewish people, if we continue to do our various, he will destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And then, and after the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, even if you'll be interested in volunteering to bring Karbanos, which is permissible, because Kishu Lo Silavai, the Makam HaMikdash retains Kedusha, but the Rav Shalom says, don't do me any favors. I'm not interested in smelling the Reach Nechayach, it won't be a fragrant smell. I'm angry at you. So then the Netziv says the only korban that they were ever interested in bringing with Mana Churban was Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach is the one and only korban that the expression Reach Nechayach doesn't appear. This is what he claims. This is what he claims. They were only, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdashkam, the only korban that is what to talk about is the Korban Pesach. That's not exactly the way others assume. Not so. Others assume that even Tmidim Umsafim is just a question. Let's say today, the majority of the world Jewish population are not Orthodox, so they're not going to give Machzah Shekel. So is that called a Korban Tzibur? If you have, what percentage of the Jews in the world are Orthodox? Only the Orthodox Jews are going to give Machzah Shekel money. And if we're less than Rav, we're less than 50%. Can you really call that a korban tzibur? That's very questionable. That's a discussion in the post. Anyway, that's the chiddush of the Netziv. That the whole discussion of makriv ben hashem bayis is only going to get the korban pesach because it never says the reich nechay. Only says reich. And the teichach says in the teichach that After the destruction of Beis Hamikdash, Rav Ashlam says he's not interested in smelling any Reich Nechorech anymore. The Mishnah tells us that the Korban Pesach was always brought every single year after the Tumah Shel Beinu Arba'im. Usually there's a din, that's the opening pasuk in Parsha Sav. All the Karbanos will be brought. The Gemara says, no. Allah Hashlem Kala Karbanos Kulam. You shouldn't bring any Karbanos before the Tam Shal Shach. You shouldn't bring any Karbanos after the Tam Shal Ben Abayim. That's called the Essay the Hashlem. Allah Hashlem Kala Karbanos Kulam. So the one and only exception to the rule was Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach was always brought after the Tam Shal Ben Abayim. Tesis is not sure whether this applied to Pesach Sheni as well. They have no rayas, they're not sure. Pesach Sheni was brought before the Tam Shal Ben Abayim or after. Pesach Rishon, though, we know, is brought after the Tam Shal Ben Abayim. So this is interesting. The Gemara says, when you make a new Mizbeach, you have to be Machanachit. So it's a Mishnah Menachis. So you make a new Menorah, you make a new Mizbeach, make a new Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaKtoiras. So it says, to be Machanach, the new Kelem, you have to start from the beginning. So it says, "Ein mechanchem es mizbach ha'oila," the outside mizbeach, "ela b'tomid shel shachar," because tomid shel shachar is the beginning of the seder of hakrovas karbanos. You're not supposed to bring any karbanos before the tomid shel shachar. "Ein mechanchem es ha'shulchan ela b'lechem apanim on the Shabbos morning," not in the middle of the week. If you'll make a shulchan, it will rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. Today, tomorrow, whatever, rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, and we'll want to bring, want to construct the Shulchan, you have to be mechanech the Shulchan by putting on a lechem aponim on Shabbos morning. You have to start from the avodah from the beginning. When you're mechanech, you have to start from the beginning. And every day they brought ktoiris half in the morning, half in the evening, so you have to start from the ktoiris in the morning. So that's what the Chidor in his Birkei Yosef on Hilchos Erev Pesach and Or HaChaim raises the question, how could there have been a discussion of the possibility of making a Mizbech and bringing a Korban Pesach? That's what the Nitziv says. The whole discussion only was when you get the Korban Pesach. How can I have such a discussion? The Mishnah says you can only be Mechanach the Mizbech HaChitzen with the Tam Shal Shachar. They never discussed, according to the Tziv, they never discussed bringing a Tom and Shal Shachar, because for that minimum stuff, you need Machzor Shekel money. You need the Rav of Klal Yisrael should be interested in participating in giving Machzor Shekel. We don't have that now. The majority of the world Jewish population is not Orthodox. So the Pashtus is that when they were in the days of the Baliyah Pesus and there was a big Aliyah, and they were considering bringing Korban Pesach, Pashtus says they were only going to bring Korban Pesach, they weren't going to bring the Tamar Shal Shachar. But you can't be Makor Karbanos on the Mizbech until you're Mechanach the Mizbech. You cannot be Mechanach the Mizbech with Tamar Shal Shachar. So the Chidah suggests maybe that's not Makor B'yad. Maybe that din, Mechanach the Mizbech, maybe it's only din L'chatchila. If Balei's Brera, you have no choice. So you bring the Korban Pesach without being Mechanach the Mizbech. That's what he suggests. So we suggested maybe another answer. Maybe the din is you have to be Mechanach the Mizbech and the Menorah and the Shulchan and so on, Mizbech HaKtoiros. You have to start from the beginning of the Seder. So all year long, 353 days in the year, the Seder HaKrovos HaKabonis begins with the Tamar Shel Shachar. And there at Pesach in the afternoon, there's a new Seder HaKrovos HaRaya, that you bring the Korban Pesach after the Tam Shal Ben Abayim, shows that it's not part of the regular Seder, not part of the regular system of HaKrovos Karbanos. So maybe since it's a separate system, Bifnei Atzmai, that you bedafka begin after the Tam Shal Ben Abayim, maybe you can be Mechanach the Mizbeach HaChitzayin with the Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach, you have millions of Jews that are going to bring Korban Pesach, and it's all going to be after Chatzos in the afternoon. So maybe you'll be able to be mechanach the mizbeach achitzan with the tmidim. Maybe you'll be mechanach with the korban pesach. because the Hakrabas Karban Pesach constitutes a Seder Bifnei Atzmo. Yeah, l'chatchila for sure, the Zman of Hakrabas Karban Pesach is after the Tom Shal Bein Ha'abayim. What a b'di'evet. Some wise guy goes and he brings the Karban Pesach in the morning. So there's one Tana in the first parak in Zvachim. There's one Tana of the opinion that Pesach Sheshachto Yudalet Ba'Boiker is Yotzei Dechavasa. We don't pass like that. We pass him Sheshachto in the morning. You're not Yotzei Dechavasa. You have to bring it Ben Rabbi means in the afternoon. Yeah. There's a famous Shuvas Rashi that the Rishonim quote. We don't have it. The Rishonim quoted. The Homer Sichta talks about the possibility of baking the matzahs way in advance of Erev Pesach. Baked matzahs last year, matzah yeshana. Taisus in Sukkah, Daf Tesam al-Koti Rishalmi. There's a shayla of matzah yeshana. The matzah was baked way before Pesach. Is it good or not? So we say it has to be baked l'shem mitzvahs matzah. It was baked in the middle of the summer, not l'shem matzah. So you're not yet. But there's no halach that has to be baked on Erev Pesach. So that's a Chulas Rashi. Rashi says, once you get to the Gemara, the end of the Masichta, the Gemara says, we mentioned a few times already, according to Ablozim and Azariah, that you have to finish eating Korb Pesach by Chatzos is a dim in a Torah. Ablozim and Azariah, Bakiba holds that the fact that you finish eating the Korb Pesach by Chatzos alive by midnight is only with the Rabbanik, according to Ablozim and Azariah, it's a real din deraisa. And the Gemara says in Ezer Mekoyma that from that lotion on Mishnah in Anechal Ela at Chatzos double negative, it sounds from the Mishnah that the Mishnah was like Rav Lozim and Azariah, that Chatzos is a din eraisa, not just in the Rabbanah Kedei Lahachi Kizodam and Adem. So the Gemara says, and Tosfos has 2 days. How we paskin? We spoke about yesterday. Can you say a bracha al achilas matzah to ready after Chatzos? So some poskim say no. It's a sfeikah d'dina. It's a safik brachas lahakam. So the Gemara says like this: if the din is like a lozim and azariah, the chatzos is deraisa, then it carries over the matzah. If the din of chatzos is only with the rabbanim, really, man, it's all night walking. You can eat the korban pesach. So then it doesn't carry over. The gzera the rabbanim, k'dei la'achik saw the man there only applies the korban pesach because if you eat the korban pesach after los hashachar, you'll be oivan and nisa kares. You eat nicer. But if you eat the matzah in the morning, so you will just not have fulfilled the mitzvah, but you will not have violated another. So the Gemara says there, towards Mamish, the end of the Masech, between the Karbesman, Achilos Matzah. Quote from Rashi, the same Hekka should teach you Man, Achilos Matzah. The hookish together, so just like this man shchitas haPesach is only a Pesach in the afternoon after Chatzos, because we don't accept that opinion of the Tana in the first Perek in Zochim, a Pesach shishoch yidalad babayke would be kosher b'di'evet. So just like this man of shchitas haPesach means asiyas haPesach, is a Pesach after Chatzos, so the correct man for afiyas haMatzos is also a Pesach in the afternoon. If you bake the matzos before Chatzos, you're not yoytzei. So for many generations, Rashi was Machmer, and all the Balei Atesis were Rashi's grandchildren and their chaverim and their cousins and so on. So for many generations, this was observed. And then people would bake what they call matzahs mitzvah, the matzahs that they baked, they're Pesach after Chatzos. And in recent years, the Vilna Gaon disagreed. And he said, we don't hold like that. Rashi, it's not correct. And he made fun of the Rashi. He said, what are you going to do if Pesach Holi is Peshabs? Rav Soloveitchik used to make fun like that. He's quoting the Vilna Gaon. What are you going to do if Pesach Holi is Peshabs? So the Shechitas HaPesach is the Peshabs because it's treated like a carbon tzibur because it's manakavua. So the Shechitas HaPesach is the Peshabs. Would you tell me that you're allowed to bake the matzahs on Shabbos afternoon, because there are Pesach Holiyas B'Shabbos. Of course, and that's ridiculous. So Rashi's answer was, all the Balei HaTazeh practice was, when there are Pesach would fall out on Shabbos, they would bake the matzahs on Leil Matzoi Shabbos. Leil Matzoi Shabbos. So the Vilna Gaon makes fun of that. He says, but you can't bring the Korban Pesach on Leil Matzoi Shabbos. You see that the Man HaFiyas HaMatzah doesn't have to be identical with the zman of shechitas haPesach. So the later Svarim have, Menachem Zemba had a friend. Menachem Zemba was a businessman. He was a goyim. So he had a few chaverim. They were in business and they were goyim adirim. So one of them put out a sifrei zuta. His name was Yoskevich. He put out a sifrei zuta with an orit. So on the Rashi, on the beginning of Perek Elu Dvarim, on the Mishnah and Dav Samachay on the base, so Rashi says that the Shechitas HaPesach has to be an Erev Pesach in the daytime, in the afternoon. Why? You can't do it Balayla. You can't do it Leil HaSeder, because the Pesach says Vayikra. Chapter Zan, B'yom Tzabas, L'akrev is Kabanem, B'yom V'lo Balayla. All Kabbalists have to be brought by Yom. So Achrenim Ababed with Akash and the Rashi, what does he say? Korban Pesach has to be brought by Yom and not Leil Tezvav, because all Kabbalists have to be brought by Yom. He should have said a better Pesach, that it says you have to bring Abbasar, you have to bring the Korban Pesach on Abbasar. And Leil HaSeder is Tezvav. It's the wrong day, so it's no good. They asked Akasha and Rashi. So this friend of Rabbi Nachum Zemba, who put out the Sifrei Zuta, has a whole essay about this. Said it's Rashi the Shittosai. There's a Gemara Chulin that we spoke about. We mentioned it yesterday, I think. Gemara Chulin about Pegdimel. The Gemara says usually Hayom Halachachar Alayla. We know that Shabbos begins at sundown on Friday afternoon, and Pesach is going to begin at sundown on Wednesday evening. That's called Hayom Halach Achra Laila. Shabbos begins at sundown, and the day goes till sundown. So the day, all the days begin with Laila. It says Vahiyer Vahivaker. The daytime follows the nighttime. And the Gemara says in Chulon that the Kotchim is not so. The Kotchim is Halal Halach Achra Yom. If you bring a Chatos and Osham and Mincha today, Nechel Yom Vahilaila. Menatar all night long. Why? Because Yom Mechot is Nechel Yom Mechot. And halal halach harayim by kochim. So that's what in the Sefer Zuta, the commentary on the bottom of the page Sefer Zuta, that's called Ambua de Sefer. So he points out, so Leil Tezvav, Pesach is really Yom Yudalit as far as kochim is concerned. So then you have to be marker of the Korban Pesach on Yudalit Nisan. Leil Tezvav is called Yudalit for purposes of Korbanis. The Beis Hamikdash, but the reason why you can't bring a korban balayla is because b'yom tzavosa l'akrus karbanei b'yom below balayla. But that then b'yom tzavosa, that only applies to karbanos. That doesn't carry over to matzah. So when you talk about when is the correct zman to bake the matzahs, whenever is the correct zman for shechitas haPesach, so that's yudalit in the afternoon, and leil tezvav is also yudalit. It would also be good yom balayla. Would also be good all night long. The only reason why you can't shech the Korban Pesach Balayla is because Yom Tzavosa, but that din, Yom Tzavosa, that doesn't carry over to the matzah. So that's what they used to do. They used to bake the matzahs when that Pesach fell on a Shabbos, to bake the matzahs for the Seder on Matzoi Shabbos in the middle of the night. And then if you look in the Sefer HaParnas, I think, one of the Rishonim in the days of the Balei HaTesis, so they write that the Jews never had their oven, didn't have their own ovens to bake in. They had to rent time for the Nochem. They had to pay the Nochem the right to use their ovens to bake in. But Matzoi Shabbos, what we call Matzoi Shabbos, is by them Sabbath. So just like we don't do Malacha on Shabbos, they wouldn't do Malacha on Sunday. And just like by us, Hayom Halach Achra Laila, Shabbos begins at Friday at sundown, so by them, Saturday, Sabbath, but they observed the Sabbath on the Sunday, began on Matzoi Shabbos, Hayom Halach Achra Laila. So it went from sundown to sundown. They wouldn't do Malach on Matzoi Shabbos Saturday night, and on Sunday until the Shkia. Not only they wouldn't do Malach, the Frum Christians, they wouldn't make Schar Shabbos. They wouldn't rent out their right to use their oven to the Jews. So the Rishonim write, and the Sefer Parnassi writes, there would always be, every village, there would always be one Nochri who wouldn't be so frum. He wouldn't be such a devout Christian. So they would always bribe him. They would offer him extra money if he would give them permission to rent his oven to bake the matzahs. So all the Jews went to that Christian who wasn't so frum. They would all rent the right to use his oven, but they would have to take turns because the other Nochrim were more devout. They wouldn't let them. So some of the people didn't get to bake the matzahs till after Chatzos. So if you didn't bake, so when are you going to eat? Forget about eating. I'll come in after Chatzos. They didn't begin to say Kiddush till after Chatzos. They were busy. They had to take turns. Who's going to have the right to use the goy's oven in order to bake the matzahs? So they didn't bake the matzahs till after Chatzos. They say they began in the middle of the night, at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. So their practice was that they would begin the Seder after Chatzos, and they would say the brachas on the matzah. We don't accept the opinion of that Tanin Zochim that if you Pesach Shoshachta Abos Ababoyker would be kosher, we Paskim Shoshachta also Kol Chazal Ben Harbaim. You have to Shechta Ben Harbaim. Ben Harbaim means in the afternoon. You have to Lechatchil, you have to bring it after the Talmud of Ben Harbaim also. So nonetheless, it's interesting, the Rambam's opinion seems to be that the Chiyuv to be Makar called Pesach only sets in the morning of Yud David, not it's chalat chatzos. The normal pshat is that the chiyuv to be makor korban pesach shachtos kol bein harbayim at chatzos in the afternoon. That's when the chiyuv akrabus korban pesach is chal. The tzudim chum shabdin of derech rechoika. Whoever is b'derech rechoika has to bring pesach sheni, and he can't bring pesach rishon. Let's say he has a private jet. And he is according to Rashi and Tesis, Derech Rechoka is determined, it's established at the moment of Chatzos. Where are you at Chatzos? If you're so far away from Yerushalayim that you can't arrive, if you would walk by foot, the Gemara says, Adam Benini can walk Tesvav Mil a half a day. Walk 30 mil a whole day, and Tesvav Mil a half a day. So at Chatzos, if you draw a circle around Yerushalayim, and the radius of the circle is Tesvav Mil, Min Amadim Vilifnim. That's the radius goes to Modiim and such as so whoever at Chatzos on their place, whoever is inside that circle is Derech Kareva. Whoever is outside of the circle, even though he plans to arrive in Yerushalayim before nighttime and he'll have enough time to be Tovil in the Mikveh to get a place to and then eat the Korban Pesach Balayla Balel Pesach. But if at Chatzos is a Derech Rechoika, so even with the Eved we pass, and he's not Yotze Korban Pesach, you know, he sent a message, and they b'memana him on Korban Pesach, and he's a Shutif, it doesn't help. He's not Yotze. If you're Derech Rechoika, it's not just a leniency that you don't have to bring it. You have the right to bring it Pesach Sheni. If you bring Pesach Rishon, you're not Yotze. So Rashi and Tesis hold that this is established, this is determined at the moment of Chatzos. That's when the Chiyuv Korban Pesach is chal. The Rambam sheet is not so. This is determined in the morning. Where are you in the morning? I forgot. Adalos al shachar or hanetzach hama. You have to look in the Rambam. If you are b'derech rechoka, that you will not be able to arrive in Yerushalayim by Chatzos, you'll arrive after Chatzos. The boss says no. That's called derech rechoka, and you can't bring Pesach Rishon. You're not yet if you bring Pesach Rishon. According to the Ram, this is the stuff, this is determined in the morning. Even though you can't bring Korban Pesach then. So you see a chiddush that there's such a thing as having a chiyuv to do a mitzvah. You know it's, the chiyuv is chal in the morning of Yud Daled. Even though it's impossible to do the kemah mitzvah in the morning, can only be mekayim the mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach in the afternoon. But the chiyuv is chal in the morning. There's such a Rashi and Sukkah that the chiyuv, the Sheik Alulav, is not chal in the morning of Tezvav Tishrei. It's chal when it comes Seser Kerchavim, the beginning of Tezvav, when Yud Erev Sukkos is over, and Sukkos enters Leil Tezvav, Sukkos begins. So that's when you become Mechayev to Shek Alulav. So you can have Mechayev, the Kedusha Sayyam is Mechayev. Even though you can't fulfill the mitzvah Balayla, the Leil Tezvav Tishrei, the mitzvah can only be fulfilled by Yom. The Tilas Lulav is a Dovshim Tzasa Bayom, you can't be Mechayev Balayla. But the Chiyav to bring the Chiyav to Sheik Alula, Chiyav is Chal Balayla, even though there's Matkim on this, it's not going to need the later. It's going to be Bayom. How exactly do you determine Derech Rechayk? So the Gemara says, by the average person, the average traveler who's going to go by foot, and he can normally, if he runs quickly, he'll, or if he go rides horseback, he'll get there much faster. But the average traveler is going to go by foot, so he can in the time from, according to Rashi and Tosfos, the time from Chatzos till Shkia, according to the Rama, from Neitzachana till Chatzos, so in that time he can walk at a decent pace, and he will arrive in Yerushalayim in enough time to participate in Korban Pesach. So the Talmidim of the Nadi Yehuda had a big dispute. Maybe now that we have trains, and the average traveler is not going to go by foot. The average traveler is going to go by train if he's going to be far away from Yerushalayim. So maybe today it should have a different shear. Or maybe not. Maybe it's halacha l'moshe m'sina. In the days of the Bayis Sheni, also there were people who could travel by horseback. But it doesn't matter. It depends on the traveler who would go by foot. It depends on the 15 mil. So this was a big debate among the Talmidim of the Nadi Yehuda. And so they said, so what's halacha l'moshe? What's going to be the din? Because as the years went on, it became more and more common that people use trains to travel long distances. So they said, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, we'll have to have Chis HaMeisim, have Derech Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the din? But meanwhile, this din of Derech Rechuk is relevant. Halacha L'maisa B'zman Hazeh. Where do we have that it's relevant? It's relevant in Hilchos Avelos. You have a din in Hilchos Avelos. Let's say the family is, if someone died, the family is sitting Shiva. In the days of the Gemara, they had no telephone, they had no email, they had no Zoom, they had no way to notify other people who live far away. So let's say the son is traveling home. The parent died, and the whole family is sitting Shiva, and the son comes into the home, and he finds out that they're all sitting Shiva. He didn't know. He didn't know the whole time. So that's a din. If he comes, if he came from a Makam Karev, say, money, he observes Shiva with the rest of the family, even though you only have a few hours left to the Shiva. If he came from a Derech Rechaika, then he has to make his own Shiva. What's the definition of Makam Kar, Makam Rachik? So the Gemara never says. So Tosfos quotes the Rif, who quotes the Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon says, it's Eser Parsoas. Where did he get to Shiva Eser Parsoas? That's the Gemara next to the last perek in Pesach Misha Hitami B'derech Rechoika. So the Gemara says, Mahal Chodim Beinim Nibayim Esat Parsos. The average person, if he's going to walk a whole day long, the average traveler by foot will go Esat Parsos if he travels all day long. So B'negeya to Korban Pesach, we only have to calculate, can he arrive within one day considering that part of the day that's relevant? According to Rashi and Tosfos, the Chiyuv Korban Pesach doesn't begin until Chatzos, and you have to finish Hakrovas HaPesach by Shkia. After the Shkia, even according to Rabbi Natan, that after the Shkia, still Vadayam for another 50 minutes, but the Vada that you can't be Zorik the Dam. That's a Gemara. Dam Nisal B'Shkia Sachama, that's a Gemara Zvachim Daf Nun Vav. So Tosfos writes there, and the Rabbi Yonah quotes it in Brachas, Ben Yonah Brachas, beginning of Perek Filos HaShachar, that even coined the Rabbi Natan, that it's still Vadayam for quite a few hours, but you can't be Makariv Thomas or Ben Abayim after the Shkia. You can't be Makariv any Kabbonis after the Shkia, because they didn't have Dam Nips of the Shkia Sacha. So by calculating Derech Rechoika, You calculate according to Rashi and Tosfos. You start from Chazais when the Chiyuv to bring Korban Pesach begins, and you calculate, will he be able to arrive in Yerushalayim by the end of the day, by the Shkia? So that's only Tezvav Mil. That's only Tezvav Mil. But as far as Avelis is concerned, if he's Bomi Mokam Karev, means can he arrive, could he have arrived in the base of Avel within a day's traveling? So the day's traveling is as a parsos. As a parsos, every parsos is 4 mil. That's 40 mil. That's 40 mil. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch has. Der Kroiva is within Eser Parsas. Der Chagas is more than Eser Parsas, more than 40 mil. So the Talmidim of the Nadi Bihu had this machlokes. Maybe the shear is going to change because in recent years people travel. If the longer the distance is, the more reason no one's going to go by foot today. Not Shachlan, he's going to go by foot. They're going to go by train, or maybe they'll go by plane. So they made up, as far as Korban Pesach is concerned, Moshiach will come, they'll build the Beis HaMikdash, whatever, and Moshe Rabbeinu, we'll get Moshe Rabbeinu back from the dead, and we'll ask him, what's the din? How do you calculate Baruch HaChoyk? Is it always that shear, Tezvav Mil, or should it be a different shear? How great a distance can a person travel within one day, within a Korban Pesach, half a day? Okay, so as far as Korban Pesach, so we'll wait till we'll have Tchias HaMeisim. But as far as Derech HaChayka by Avelis, so how do we paskim his man? Is that? So they said, Halacha Dibra Mekel Ba'Avel. Whenever there's a Machlaikis and Halacha Ba'Avelis, and this is Safik, so we say Safik Avelis Lepula. So we would be Mekel. We would be Mekel to consider it derech kriva and to say that money mayim and you go to kula there. So that's the shaila. As it became more and more common to travel by plane, so the shaila said, "There's no, you can never have a derech chayka. You just did away. You can always, if you're traveling 24 hours a day, you can even reach the furthest place in the world within 24 hours. I'll take a jet plane." I go to that country, and then I'll take a taxi, and I'll get to the place where the family is sitting shiva. So that's what they quote from Rav Moshe Feinstein. That you can't do away with an institution in the Chumash. Chumash has a din of derech hachoyka. So you can't say that today, since we have airplanes, and the average traveler, if he has to travel such a long distance, will certainly go by plane. So Rav Moshe said, you have to limit it a little bit. So he said, it has to be at least on the same continent. If it's on a different continent, he can't consider it. He can't consider it. Bomimakam Korif. You have to limit it only in the same continent. That's where Moshe is Chiddush. Yeah. And there's a Mishnah in Psochim at the end of Tamid Nishchat. And Daf Sam of Dalin and Alav Pesach Nishchat. So 3 words are used to describe the Jewish nation: Kohol, Eda, Israel. And every and Eda is in a parchas me'asara. A masel Eda harua hazois. By the miraglim, there were 12 miraglim, and 2 of them gave a good report, and the others were only 10. So the word Eda means asara. So we say Kohol Eda Israel. Each expression has the connotation of 10 Jews. So you have to, when you bring the Korban Pesach, there were throngs of people, hundreds of thousands of people came to Jerusalem to participate in the Korban Pesach. But let's say there would be hardly anybody there. So you have to divide all the Jews in Jerusalem at least into 3 groups. First you have 10 Jews, they mark with the Korban Pesach, then they leave, then you have another 10, then they leave, then you have another 10. You have to have Kohol, the Eid of Yisrael. But the Gemara says they're not sure. Is that what it means? That you have to have 3 different groups? Maybe it means you should have 1 big group consisting of 30 Jews bringing the Korban Pesach. How do you know that it means 3 different times? 10, 10, and 10. Maybe it means 30. One time, Sigmar says, you're right. You should really do it like this. Have 30 Jews bring Pesach, Korban Pesach. And then have 20 of them leave and bring... Have 10 of them leave and bring another 10 in. then have those 10 leave and bring in another 10. So each time there were 50 people there. So if the din requires 50 people, so you had 50. At the very outset, you had 50 people. And if the din requires that you should have 10, 10, and 10, so you had 10, 10, and 10. So we do it in such a way to satisfy all the logical possibilities. That's the Gemara on the base, and not that on the base. There is a famous thesis on Peches Amud Aleph, which is problematic. The Gemara says that even if you have children before Bar Mitzvah, you can allow them to participate in the Korban Pesach, even though they were never memuna on the Korban Pesach. So Tosefta the Kasha, but you're not allowed to give the Korban Pesach Shalom Lemnuya. Not allowed to give it Shalom Lemnuya. So how can you allow the children, when they were menuyim, they were never nimnim, and the Korban Pesach, how can you give them over B'sar HaPesach? It's like the Rashi on Beis Amud Beis on Chulin said, Mishmeres Trumai says, you need Shmira by Truma, Kol Shken Kachim. You have to be careful, the Kachim shouldn't become puzzle. So if you're going to take Korban Pesach and give it to a person who's not Mamun on the Korban Pesach, so you're being Mevatel Mitzvasa. The Mitzvasa of the Korban says to be an Echal Kedinoi. And here you're going to have children who are not in the Korban, but they're going to eat it. It's a violation of feeding the Korban Pesach. You learn out in the Pesach that you're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach on the Yom Yudalit. It's only an Echa and Echa Lela Balayla. You shouldn't think that it's like a Korban Shlomim, it's Echa Yom Balayla. Like a Korban Toida, that's mean Echa Yom Balayla. No, you're not allowed to eat by Yom. So the Pashto says you're not allowed to eat it by Yom. You're not allowed to eat it. If you eat it, it's Li. You eat it any way other than the way that you eat the mitzvah. So that's the Isa. That's you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Shelo b'Toras Korban Pesach. It has to be eaten b'Toras Korban Pesach. So that's the Isa's Kasha. If you hold the Ketan were never Mamunim on the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to feed the Korban Pesach to Shalom Lemenuyev. So how did they permit it? So the test says for the sake of Chinuch. Yes, so that's very difficult. For the sake of Chinuch, you violated Avera. You're going to be Mach in the Korban Pesach. There's someone who's not allowed to eat it. That's Shalom Kedim. You're not allowed to do that. So there's a Pirish Arash on Torah's Kohanim. I think the Issum is not by the Rash, it's by somebody else. The Raivan on the Torah's Kohanim, the Issum is the real bona fide Raivan. But I think the Rash, the Pirish Rash on Moed Kotten, I think they say it's not really by the Rash. So the Rash says, the Dinim, that the Pesach is Hen and Echel, Shalom, the Menuyav, it's not an Issur, it's just you're not Yotzer the Korban Pesach. I can eat. If someone invites me, I can eat from his Korban Pesach. I won't be Yotzer the Mitzvah. Along with the Yotzer the Mitzvah, if I eat the Korban Pesach on which I was Mamunah, but there's no Avera for me to eat Korban Pesach where I'm Shalom Lerv. So they say that's very difficult. It's not true. They say it's not true. Because as a din, you're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach Shalom Vitaris. If you eat it by Yom, if you eat it Bosham Avushal, or anything other than No, eat it No, Bosham Avushal, so you're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach b'Toras Kachim Kalim. You're only allowed to eat it b'Toras Korban Pesach. So how can you say you're allowed to eat it Shalom Lemenuyev if you're not yet to Shalom Lemenuyev? Then they ask it to the Beferish Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, if you're broiling a few Korbanos Pesach in the same oven at the same time, and the flesh from one sprit, the schmaltz from one Korban Pesach, schmitzes on another Korban Pesach, and they have 10 people mumuna on their Korban Pesach. We have 10 people mumuna on our Korban Pesach, but now there's a schmaltz from this one, spritz on the other one. So the Mishnah says they're not allowed to eat. They're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach because there's an issa to each lolim nu. What's the issa? You're only eating the mitzvah if you eat a kazai is from the one on which you're mumuna, but there's no issa. So you see from the Mishnah that there is an issa to each lolim nu. So that's what they all ask on that Tosa. How can Tosa say on Peches and Manalev that for the sake of Chinuch, we're allowed to give to the children even though but not mamun on the Korban Pesach. You can't say like the Rash, the commentary that's attributed to the Rash. The Pashto says that it's not correct. You're not allowed to eat Shalala Menuyav. Not allowed to eat Shalala Menuyav. So that is a problem. Okay, maybe we will stop here. Maybe B'lei Neder, we'll see. Are people free tomorrow to learn the same time at 12:45 till 2:30? You can't run around too much to go shopping and to help out. So B'lei Neder, we'll try to find out if people are free. I'll try to give a shiur tomorrow also at 12:45 to 2:30. Okay. Everyone should have a pleasant day and be healthy.
Thank you. You too, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi. You too.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.